We ask everyone to please be seated. I want to welcome you all here tonight to this very special time, another graduation that has come upon us here at Whitfield. And we welcome you all if you are related to the graduates, which I'm sure most of you are, and parents who have been rejoicing. And we hope that none of you are surprised that you've come to this point in time. But your young people have all excelled, and they have done their very, very best. We want to warmly welcome you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is for His cause that we are here tonight. The world is fast changing, fast going farther and farther away from the sound principles and the objective truth of God's holy word. But Whitfield is in place that we might proclaim the greatness of our God, to proclaim the wonders of His so great salvation, and to teach and prepare our young people in the ways of truth. That's our calling. That's why the Lord has us here. And would you continue to pray with us that God will ever keep this institution in the center of His perfect will. Please join me now as we pray and commit this meeting to the Lord. Our gracious Father and our loving God, we humble ourselves tonight in Jesus' name. And we know, Lord, that we are not here tonight because of any good thing we have done. We're not here because of our ability. We're not here, Lord, because of our good works. We are here, Father, as servants of the Most High God. We're here by divine grace and your sovereign purpose that has been seen and worked out in this institution. And Lord, the mandate that we have to glorify Christ, to exalt Him, and to present His holy, infallible, inspired, and inerrant word to another generation. Lord, may your Spirit work in every heart. We commit our students into your hand. We are thankful for each one of them. Lord, there is so much potential. The students that are behind us tonight, in front of the congregation, so much potential, Lord, but we know that apart from the great grace and work of the Spirit in the life, then we can do nothing. And so teach us, Lord, and remind us continually of our daily dependence upon Thee. And I pray, Father, that all the proceedings of tonight will be for the honor of King Jesus. And I pray, Lord, that every word that is spoken and every presentation that is made will all be for the honor and the glory of our great God. So hear this, our prayer tonight. Lord, be with us, we ask, in Jesus' holy name. Amen. We're going to move right in now to our program. And I'm going to call upon Mrs. Saunders, the principal, and she will make the presentation of the diplomas for the grade 8 graduates.
I would first of all like to add my welcome to all of you as well, to parents, family members, former students, and friends, and of course our grade 8 and 12 graduates. Tonight is a milestone for our grade 8 class as they come to the end of their elementary years and prepare for a new phase, a short phase of 4 years in their high school education. And we are delighted that all of our grade 8s have successfully completed their grade 8 program and are ready to meet the new challenges of grade 9 in the fall. We are also delighted that most of our grade 8s are staying with us and returning to Whitfield to continue this vital part of their education. So I'm going to ask the grade 8 graduating class if they would please stand. It is my pleasure to present to them tonight their grade 8 diplomas. Miriam Abadir. Anthony Abarca. Joseph Chang with honors. Matthew Chen with honors. Shuwin Chen. Ajay Crawford with honors. Jessica Hare. Euodia Shin with honors. Lucas Ma with honors. Grace Mather with honors. Daniel Morris with honors. Sarah Olson with honors. Jeremy Philip Thomas. Yan B. Poon. Joy Sela with honors. Judah Sivakumar. Joanna Tanessa. Deland Walker. Jabriana White with honors. Mark Yacoub. Gabriel Young with honors. Michael Yu with honors. Bishoy Zekri with honors. Emily Zhuang. Can we just give our grade 8 another congratulations? I'd like to call to the podium now Mrs. Tracy Zablocki, who is the academic supervisor. And I am happy to inform you that this is her last duty as an academic supervisor. As of September the 3rd, 2019, Mrs. Zablocki will become the vice principal of the Academy, having served Whitfield faithfully for 28 years. I am personally indebted to her for these last 2 years that she has helped me so much. Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Saunders. I was not expecting that tonight. Now I have to give a speech. But good evening again to our graduates and to the teachers, parents, family, and friends. We're very excited and very proud of our grade 8 graduates and are happy for this opportunity to honor them tonight. It has been a blessing for us as teachers to watch these grade 8 students grow, many of them over these past 10 years. The teachers can attest to that. But you as parents know your children the best. You know the personal challenges that each of these students has faced and how hard they have worked with God's grace to overcome them and to be seated here tonight. Above academic growth and maturity, we as teachers and you as parents long to see the spiritual growth in our students. God has given each of these students gifts and talents. Some of these gifts can be measured with a test, and some of them may receive awards here tonight. Other gifts are not academic in nature, but are still very important. And it is our desire that above all else, our students will come to love the Lord and to serve Him with their whole hearts, with the gifts that He has given them, that one day they may hear of the Lord, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Our students have reached a milestone tonight, but their journey is really just beginning. Our prayers are with them, whether they're continuing on to high school here or going elsewhere. Now, this is a very special time when we can give out some awards tonight. Tonight, the first award is the Academic Achievement Award. This award is given to the student with the highest overall average in all of his or her subjects. The recipient of this award has gone above and beyond in every subject. Their excellence and dedication is to be commended. Now, I have to tell you that this is a very high-achieving class and that there were only a percentage and a half between the winner and the second and third place. But with an overall average of 93%, please join me in congratulating Yodia Shien. The next award is for excellence in music. It is presented to a student who always pursues excellence in music class and in our concerts and has shown exceptional talent and ability. The award of excellence in music is given to the following three students: Joseph Chang, Ajay Crawford, and Yodia Shien. The next award is for excellence in mathematics. Now, this is not an award that we usually give out at the graduation, but there are three students who have achieved outstanding results in math this year and need to be recognized. And I would like to read their percentages in math as well. They are so close, and it is so amazing. We have Joseph Chang with 97%, Yodia Shien with 96.96%, and Sarah Olson with 95.58%. The next award is excellence in French. It is presented to a student who always pursues excellence in French class. And this year there are two winners of the award with the exact same percentage average. The Award of Excellence this year is presented to Yodia Shien and Joy Sala. Award. The Sportsmanship Award is given to the student who not only has strong athletic skills, but even more importantly, has developed good character. This is a student who, though not perfect in every situation, has a positive attitude. This student encourages his or her teammates, often taking on the more difficult and perhaps not the most glorious positions, in an effort to bring their team to victory. And tonight we have two recipients of the Sportsmanship Award. I would like to present the Sportsmanship Awards to Yambi Poon and Lucas Ma. The next award is for excellent citizenship. This award, you'll probably laugh, but this award is given to the student who has not earned a detention in the entire school year. Not only that, this student has also not even earned a warning or a strike. This student has completed all homework assignments on time, worn their complete and full uniform every day, and has always been prepared for class. And I'm very happy that this year we have got three recipients of this award. Please join me in congratulating Yodia Shien, Sarah Olson, and Bishoy Zachary. The final award is very special. It is the Howard Saunders Award. This is a monetary award given to the student or students who demonstrate industry, initiative, and also exemplary citizenship, but it is not tied to the detention. Tonight, this award will be shared by two students. These students have been recommended by their teachers and have been seen to possess all of the qualities that I just read. The first award goes out to Sarah Olson. I'm also going to give to Sarah the valedictorian plaque, and in a few minutes we'll hear her speech. Sarah has always been seen to demonstrate respect to authority and helpfulness to fellow classmates, often going out of her way to be kind. The second recipient of this award is new to Whitfield, and after an adjustment period, which did involve a detention, his true personality began to shine through. This student will smile and greet all teachers in the hallway. He is respectful and was unanimously chosen by his teachers to be the second recipient of the Howard Saunders Award. Please congratulate Deland Walker. Thank you, DeLand. We're happy now to ask Sarah Olson to come and present her grade 8 valedictorian speech.
This is an important day for those of us who are in grade 8. But I struggle to know what to say today, because we know this day is primarily to honor the grade 12 class. In a few months, they will be moving away from here, away from home, away from everything they've known up to this point, while most of us will be back here in a few months, wearing the same clothes we're used to, seeing the same teachers we've known for years, teachers who are truly thankful to have us again for another year, partly because they live in hope that one of these summers we will grow up, but mostly because they actually care about us and love us. I know this because I live with some of those teachers. But though this isn't quite as momentous as a grade 12 graduation, this is an opportunity for us to recall some memories, to honor some people who have spent many hours of their lives to help us learn, and to thank the Lord for helping us get this far, in spite of indications that we'd never make it when we first entered Mrs. Pappas and Mrs. Johnson's JK and SK room 9 or 10 years ago. Determined to prove to our teachers that we are much too old for nap time. We've asked Mrs. Saman if she might want to reintroduce an afternoon nap in grade 8 because we have finally realized the wisdom in this practice. In the decade that we have been a class, we've said hello to new classmates and goodbye to others. We spent our grade 2 year wondering where our Mrs. Hill had gone and what cancer was exactly. We made her a quilt and got the whole school to help us to show how much we loved her. But she and all of the other teachers here have over and over again shown how much they love us. Whether it was Mrs. Zablocki teaching us the Greek alphabet, Madame Stevenson spending hours and hours trying to convince us to speak French in French class, Mrs. Gradanti taking her grumpy medicine when our class was a little frustrating, or Mrs. Asute and Mr. West being willing to be in the room while 25 of us, including 2 percussionists, play our band instruments. Mrs. Saman loved us so much, she volunteered to take us on for 2 years. She should probably get a medal for that. There are so many things to thank each individual teacher for, and so many funny stories I could tell from the last decade. I could probably give a 40-minute speech and not scratch the surface. But a year ago, my dad's heart stopped, and I lost him for 4 minutes. And that has made things look different to me. Grade 8s, whether I've been your best friend or just a person you pass in the hallway, remember that God has given us a brief time here, not here at Whitfield, but here on planet Earth. Someday, we will be the grade 12s. Let's be ready to live for Christ or to die for Christ if that's what he calls us to do. Let's remember what is important, time with our families, enjoying our friends, and telling others that Jesus considered it such a great joy to have us with him in heaven that he chose to come to earth to be where we were, kind of like Mrs. Saman moving from the grade 7 room to the grade 8 room to be where we were, except that Christ made an even greater sacrifice. He chose to die on the cross so that we could be where he is. If we remember this, if we hold on to what's important as we end this part of our lives and begin the next, then, when we are the grade 12 graduates and the pomp and circumstance is for us, we'll truly have something to say.
I was just enjoying the moment there, and until I got the nod, it's your turn now. You have to come up here and do something. So, but thank you, Grade 8s, for all those good awards and for that very, very good speech. We appreciate that so much. It's my privilege now to recognize three of our staff members who have been with us for considerable time, and we do want to pay tribute to them. So I'm going to ask Mr. Conroy, Mr. Cleland, and Mrs. Saunders to please come up to the pulpit at this time. Mr. Conroy has been with us now for 10 years. We appreciate always the very bright spirit that our brother has for the Lord. He's a man that always has a song, and in our staff prayer times, he would often lead a song at the end of our time of prayer just to rejoice and to worship the Lord. And we can all say he is a faithful man in every area that we have known him. He is an excellent bus driver, and he takes our young people on many, many trips. Oftentimes I look out and that bus is not in the parking lot, and it's away on another trip, and we very much appreciate that. Our brother is an electrician by trade, but we call him the Ray of all trades. That's what we call him, because he does so many things around the school. And brother, we appreciate so much your faithfulness to the Lord and the 10 years of service. Where are you? There you are. Here. Your 10 years of service.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Robin Cleland is our collegiate vice principal. He has been serving the Lord at Whitfield for 20 years now. He has served the Lord. He is a very faithful man. You will know him as the computer teacher, but in the many duties that he has, both in assembly, in the devotions, and the man who you will call to fix any computer issues, the secretary is often calling Mr. Cleland to come down for some IT help. But he has an excellent spirit and very, very willing to do anything. No task is too difficult for our brother Cleland. He's always willing to help. That is a very special spirit. But you know, he has a great heart for the students. And sometimes they may not see or know of it in the times when we have staff prayer meetings, but he will often just weep before the Lord in bringing the needs of the young people before God. And he has a real heart for them. And so, brother, we want to thank you, and the Lord will indeed reward you for your faithfulness and for how you have been a blessing. Brother. The final award that I have the privilege of presenting tonight is a 30-year award. Yes, that's right. Now, it's sort of tongue-in-cheek in one sense I say this. We've been married 38 years. And in some sense, yes, I think the round of applause is necessary for the wife. That's right. I think perhaps this award may well be an endurance award more than it's anything else. Not from my standpoint, by the way, but for hers. She has been at Whitfield from the beginning. This is our 30th anniversary this year, and so she has been a part of it from the very beginning. She has taught in almost every grade and certainly has been involved in the administration, in the work behind the scenes for our school over all these years. I think one thing that comes to the surface would be her love for the students. And you know, the students know that as well. And they know that when they come back to the school again and they make a beeline to go and see where Mrs. Saunders is, because they want to see and talk with her again. and that is something that's very commendable. Her commitment to the work of the Lord here is beyond question. It is very deep and strong and tireless. And so we acknowledge and thank God for what He has done in the lives of all of these staff members. We commit them to the Lord. We ask You to remember them in prayer. And not only them, but all of our teaching staff. Now, Mr. Cleland, you don't want to go too far away because we need to call Mr. Cleland back to make presentation for the grade 12 diplomas, and would ask all the grade 12 graduates to please stand.
Our first presentation will be to Agassiz Alfred. To Joel Barbet, Ontario Scholar. To Zachary Brown. To Matthew Bryant, Ontario Scholar. To Tyson Chan, Ontario Scholar. To C.C. Chung, Ontario Scholar. To Nadal Daniel, Ontario Scholar. To Carter Derbyshire, Ontario Scholar. To Autumn Fan. Olivia Fenwick, Ontario Scholar. Jashan Jasratnam, Ontario Scholar. Ethan Lung, Ontario Scholar. Nicholas Lee, Ontario Scholar. Gabriel Nye, Ontario Scholar. Josie Nye, Ontario Scholar. Ruth Orlenko. Stephanie Suram, Ontario Scholar. David Sivakumar, Ontario Scholar. Destiny Williams. Monica Yacoub, Ontario Scholar.
I didn't realize there, Nicholas, that we had triplets happening with you and Gabriel, and who was the other one? That was Lai, but they're Ing. That's right. Tonight it is also my privilege to honor the grade 12 class of 2019. Each student behind me deserves to be commended for getting to this part, in their, this important milestone in their lives. And some have been with us for 14 years since JK, so that's really an amazing feat on their part. And it's very sad for us because we become very attached to them. We have a number of awards tonight, so I'm going to get right into it. And the first one is the Outstanding Academic Achievement. This award is given to the student with the highest average in their grade 12 class. And I have behind me a very, very hardworking group of students who have done extremely well. And this is a very difficult thing to center anyone out. But two people have surfaced in a tie as notable first place winners. They both had the same average, which was over 95%. And so the highest academic standing for the graduating class of 2019 is awarded to Cece Chung and Joel Barbet. The next award is a special one for students in Ontario. It is the Lieutenant Governor Award for students who have made an outstanding voluntary contribution to society. This award comes in the form of a special commemorative pin, a letter signed by the current Lieutenant Governor as well. The student that will be receiving it tonight has volunteered overseas in humanitarian relief in Zambia, engaged in hospital volunteering, summer day camps, helped in children's choir and plays at church, many, many things that are too numerous to mention. And so this year's recipient of the Lieutenant Governor Award for 2019 is Monica Yacoub. The next award is the Howard Saunders Award for Exemplary Citizenship. It is a monetary award that recognizes initiative within the school community to motivate peers to help Whitfield to be the best place that it can be. This award is going to a student who has a commendable attitude in class, out of class. He seeks to uphold school policy and to motivate, help, and encourage others. With almost no demerit slips. He is willing to help even when there is nothing in it for him. The 2019 Howard Saunders Award goes to our only grade 12 student born in Nazareth, Nadal Daniel. Actually, Nadal, if you can come back down again. There's one other thing. Very good. He's not getting the whole thing. We're keeping it, but his name is on it. This is a special Schulich recognition. on account of Nadal's diligent pursuit of excellence and his application to the STEM program in the universities of his choice. The Schulich Foundation's Leader Scholarships, our collegiate administration chose to nominate Nadal for this prestigious Schulich Award. And the very nomination is a very, very important thing. And your name was sent to us by the Schulich Foundation. So congratulations. Obviously brought your own fan club tonight. That's good. I'm going to ask our music teacher, Mr. West, if he would join me in presenting the next award.
The outstanding musicianship that you have seen throughout both concerts this year has been incredible, and it's terrifying because there's going to be more and more students who are worthy and deserving of this award upcoming. This year, I would like to ask Ethan to come down. If you have heard this string section, there are several of them, but Ethan has just done outstanding in class, outside of class, and teaching music.
Award that we have is the Van der Waal Award, given in memory of a former beloved teacher, Mrs. Joanne Van der Waal, by her family. This is also a monetary award which honors a student who has persevered well in his or her high school career, maintaining a steadfast commitment to the work despite sometimes challenging circumstances. The staff unanimously cast their votes in favor of a student who has worked valiantly to achieve excellence and maintained an exemplary attitude throughout. The combination of virtues is found in the winner of the Van der Waal Award for 2019, an honorable young woman who has proved that hard work, determination, and perseverance can make a difference. And it gives us great pleasure to present this award this year to Ruth Orlenko. I would also like to recognize two students who have continued right to the end of grade 12 with modern languages. One of them has taken three levels of German, and the other has continued really from SK right to grade 12 with French. So first of all, the student for German is Cece Chung, and the student for French is Olivia Fenwick. Our next award is the Sportsmanship Award. It does not always go out, but this year there is not one person, but actually three people in the grade 12 graduating class who have shown outstanding sportsmanship, particularly in terms of their commendable behavior, initiative, and perseverance at practices, games, and championships played this year in our newest Whitfield venture as members of the SSAF High School Sports Federation. It was so impressive to watch them in action, and it gives me great pleasure to award the following students for their outstanding effort. In alphabetical order, they are Tyson Chan, Carter Derbyshire, and Ruth Orlenko. Just before we come to the final award, I want to take a moment to make an honorable mention to a student who has done something very worthy of honor and acknowledgement. And I'd like to ask Matthew Bryant to come down here to the podium. Just come stand right here. I'm going to talk about you for a moment. You may not be aware, but Matthew, even though he was remunerated somewhat, single-handedly cleared the ice and snow from all of our pathways and salted them, including the portables, and often had to clear portions of the parking areas too in the worst of conditions. You all remember what kind of winter it was with the ice and the storms throughout the entire winter season. Matthew would arrive at 6:30 in the morning, plow for 2.5 hours, grab some hot chocolate in the kitchen, and rush to class with his face red and sometimes frostbitten. And Matthew, the teachers want to thank you for what you did for the school. We will always remember this, and we want you to accept this thank you from the Whitfield Christian School staff. Our final award tonight, which is our most special, given in loving memory of our former beloved student, Grace Tofik, who passed away in her grade 10 year and is with the Lord today. Grace was a beautiful girl with a beautiful testimony. And the 2019 recipient has honored his school by voluntarily, behind the scenes, sought to motivate and mentor academy and collegiate students to seek the Lord and Christian education, both in corporate assemblies and devotions, and took the leadership of the student prayer meeting. He is a passionate advocate of the spiritual ministry of Whitfield, and tonight the collegiate administration wants to recognize this student for the Grace Tofik Award of 2019, Joel Barbey. Our grade 12s will be leaving us tonight, and these are their choices for next year. And we like to read them out so you know where they are going, because the Lord has provided wonderfully for them. And I'm just going to read them, and it's maybe a good idea that you stand as I read your name, just so people see who you are, because not everybody knows you. Agassiz Alfred, Seneca College for Business, Joel Barbey. You don't need to clap, I'm just going to read them all out. Joel Barbey, McMaster University Engineering, Zachary Brown, taking a gap year in the workplace, Matthew Bryant, Durham College, Trades Fundamentals, Tyson Chan, what used to be UOIT, Ontario Institute of Technology, is now called Ontario Tech University, Forensic Science, C.C. Chung, Boston University, General Studies Science, Nadal Daniel, University of Toronto, Engineering and Science. Carter Derbyshire, Queen's University, Commerce. Autumn Fan, University of Toronto, Social Science. Olivia Fenwick, Durham, Journalism. Jashan Jejaratnam, University of Toronto, Rotman, Commerce. Ethan Lung, Wilfrid Laurier University, Economics. Nicholas Lee, University of Toronto, Management, BBA. Gabriel Ng, Ryerson, Food and Nutrition. Josie Ng, Trent, Forensic Science. Ruth Orlenko, Durham, Occupational and Physiotherapy Assistant. Stephanie Suram, University of Toronto, Social Science, Criminology. David Sivakumar, Wilfrid Laurier, Business Administration. Destiny Williams, Centennial, Mental Health and Addictions. And finally, Monica Yacoub, Ontario Tech University Health Sciences. So. our graduates, but above all else, that they would go with the motto of Whitfield out to the world. Jesus' words, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Just before our valedictorians come to speak and before I introduce them, I have one more little task to perform. A very special delivery was sent to Whitfield for our grade 12 graduating boys. Their very own Gillette shaving cream and razor. Gillette sent us all of these. The only problem is that as soon as our grade 12s go out that door, they're going to grow beards because they're finally free from the clean shaven policy and they can grow beards. So guess what that means? Grade 8 guys, we have a gift for you. So on your way out, grade 12 and grade 8 boys, you may help yourself. I'm sorry, girls, they weren't sent to you, but you may be seated. At this time, it gives me great pleasure to welcome to the pulpit behind me our two valedictorians are going to jointly make the valedictory speech for grade 12, nominated by their class and fully supported by the staff, and that is Gabriel Ng and Carter Derbyshire.
Good evening, everyone. On behalf of the grade 12 graduating class, thank you for being here tonight, sharing this very special moment with us. When Gabby and I were first chosen to be valedictorians, we were really excited and then quickly overwhelmed. How could we possibly capture the essence of our grade 12 experience in just 5 short minutes? Desperate for ideas, we did what any 21st century kid would do and turned to the internet. We quickly found that most valedictorian speeches tend to do either two things: look backwards or look forwards with grandiose life-altering advice that neither Gabby or I felt equipped to be giving. So we were right back to where we started. But as time went on, we finally found our groove.
We often spend so much of our lives either thinking about yesterday or worrying about tomorrow instead of actually appreciating the moment. Today, right here, right now, is a gift that we need to enjoy. Grade 12, our moment is now. This is something we've been working towards and dreaming about for 14 long years. So I encourage all of you to stop for a moment. Take a mental screenshot. Remember how it feels. Remember the way the air smells. Remember the sound of laughter. Remember the feeling of accomplishment.
In Psalms 118:24, it says, "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." God made this day for this moment, right here, right now. And we need to take a moment and rejoice in it.
For this moment isn't just ours. We share it with all of you. Everyone in the audience owns and shares in the accomplishments of at least one of the graduates sitting up here tonight. To our parents, grandparents, and family, thank you for supporting us in more ways than we could possibly count, for dragging us out of bed in the morning, packing our lunches, and even for forcing us to do our homework when we would much rather be staying up late to watch the Raptors game. For sharing our disappointment on a test that didn't go so well, and for encouraging us to dig deeper and work harder to be the best we could possibly be. For the countless prayers and sleepless nights, this moment is yours too.
To our teachers, thank you for all the extra times you guys went above and beyond. When I talk to my friends in other high schools, they can't believe I got my test handed back to me the next day, Mrs. Browett. Or that my teachers respond to my emails at 12 a.m., Mr. Torres, if he's even in the room. when I wrote this speech, I can confidently say there's no more comma splices in this, and that wasn't an easy feat, now was it, Ms. Peterman? Thanks for all the lunches and snacks prepared for us during a basketball and volleyball season, Ms. Dew. I actually think this was our secret weapon that helped us bring home the volleyball title. And to Mr. Cleland, you have my personal promise that next year, when I'm away at university, I won't use my phone when and where I'm not supposed to.
We learn in an environment filled with teachers that were calm and patient, even after going over the same concept for the 30th time, and I'm not exaggerating. But beyond the classroom, and most importantly, the teachers and staff of Whitfield led by Christian example. You challenged our faith, showing us what a passionate heart for Christ looks like. Teachers like Mr. R. and Mr. and Mrs. West went above and beyond to answer the tough questions most of us have been asking.
On behalf of our class, a very special thank you to the leader of it all, Mrs. Saunders. For 30 years, it was your mission to touch the lives of every student that walked through these doors. Day in and day out, your dedication to this school and passion for Christ inspired us all. You've truly cared for each and every one of us, with countless prayers, words of encouragement, and lots of advice, something we are counting on you to continue throughout the years to come.
I can speak on behalf of the grade 12 class of 2019 when I say, we're proud to be here. It may be a finish line here, but a starting line of something new. Next year will be filled with distractions, but we are ready. While I know we will have our ups and downs, we are well prepared. The daily Bible teachings and the scripture we have memorized have not only shown us a strong identity of who we are, but something to lean onto when life throws us a curveball.
I've seen this firsthand. With two older brothers who graduated from Whitfield, while I don't like to admit it, they've excelled academically, but also as men. The firm grounding Whitfield has rooted in us will keep our heads on straight. This tight-knit class of 20 has become a small family, and Whitfield has showed us that we're stronger together. But though we may not keep in contact in years to come, I know we will lean into each other. In Ecclesiastes 3, it says, to everything there's a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to laugh. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. And a time to keep silence, and a time to speak. To the class of 2019, this is our time. Whether it's with our heads, our hands, or our hearts, let's seize every opportunity, give it our absolute best, and do it all to the glory of God. We can change the world. To quote the very wise Dr. Seuss, you're off to great places. Today is your day. Your mountain is waiting, so get on your way.
Thank you, young people, for a very excellent presentation tonight and some very thoughtful words and good memories. We're going to turn to the bulletin now and sing a hymn. And I would like you to stand, please, to sing. And while we do, I'm going to ask the graduates to please make their way down to the seats at the front here. Let's stand to sing, I Will Follow Thee, My Savior.
If you please be seated. Well, it was a little bit of a challenge here getting all these folks seated tonight. It was a bit of a difficult thing. But listen, I know the night has been a bit long, and I know that everyone is hot. I can see by the waving. Oh, better be careful there. I can see by the waving of everything. Yes, it is hot. Well, if you think it's hot down there, you want to come and stand up here with this blanket on. It is very, very warm, let me tell you. So I won't keep you long tonight. I think Henry VIII said that about his wives. So anyways, we won't keep you long tonight. Young people, the last thing that I want to share with you as students of Whitfield for grade 12s, and for many of the grade 8s, I know you'll be back next year, but please give me your attention for just a few moments. When Israel was about to graduate to a new stage of their education, they were going into the land of Canaan. They had been through the hard schooling of 40 years in the wilderness. What they had seen, war. They had known hunger and thirst. They had buried loved ones. They disobeyed the rules. They spent time in detention. That's a little familiar for some. But you know, through it all, the Lord was with them. And He provided for them. He cared for them. And He loved them, even when they were most unlovable. So now, in the book of Deuteronomy, Moses is giving some final instructions. We could say a last word to the people. And with you before me tonight, there is a last word for you. They knew much blessing, and they knew the promise that Moses was relaying by the Lord. He was bringing them into a place of blessing and prosperity, a land that had fertile soil, a land that had clean water, a land where there were vineyards that they did not plant, and houses that they were going to live in that they did not build. In all things, God says it was a land that flowed with milk and honey, rich in so many ways, and it was filled with good things. Listen to what the Lord says. When thou hast eaten and are full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which He hath given thee. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God. And thou say in thine heart, my power and my might, the might of mine hand hath gotten me all this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is He that giveth thee power to get wealth. I want you to think with me tonight about the danger of forgetting the blessings of God. Beware of forgetting God because of your prosperity. This is a danger. You know, it's always a temptation for us to take things for granted. It means that, well, we've received much, and we haven't really thought about the fact we have received them. We kind of get used to getting them, and we take it for just a common course of life. We forget the blessings of prosperity. We must remember, my dear friends, that what we have received, it is none of our doing. Ultimately, because when God gave to these people, Israel,
the blessings and the prosperity, he reminded them that it was not because of their right ways. It wasn't because they were a mighty nation. It wasn't because they were good people. As a matter of fact, he said, "You're a stiff-necked people. You're hard-hearted. You don't listen to instructions." I'm not saying that about you, but I'm simply reminding you what the Lord said to his people, that when he was going to bring them in, it wasn't for 100 other reasons. It was the Lord alone. He was the one who brought them in. And he brought them in through mighty miracles and great evidences that, well, he provided for them food. He gave them water. And now, God was about to graduate his people into a settled home in Canaan, where they would greatly prosper. Let me apply this thought to you tonight, because here you are in danger. You're in danger of receiving prosperity, enjoying blessing, and yet, my dear friends, forgetting that all that you have is a gift from God to you. And everything we have received, it has come from the gracious hand of God. I think about it this way. It's a full tank problem. A full tank of gas problem. If you've been driving and you've had to go and fill up your tank with gas, you will know how expensive that is. But you know, when we fill up at the station and the needle is on full, we don't think much about fuel conservation. We don't think about taking it easy on the gas pedal. In fact, we might even go a little bit faster because we don't really care. We don't really think too much about the fuel needle going down. But if you have had the needle on empty and the light begins to flash on the dashboard telling you you have very few kilometers left before you're going to stop, then you think very differently about how you drive. You think very differently about your destination. And sometimes people think, "Oh, I need to step on the gas to go faster to get to the fuel station." No, that's the wrong way of thinking. You need to let the gas off and go as slow as you can to get as far as you can. But my point is this. You're thinking about the fuel on empty all the time when you don't have any fuel. When your tank is full, you don't think too much about it. Beware. In the days of prosperity, in the days when you are filled up, that you don't forget that the Lord is the one who has given you all these things. But also, think about this. Beware of forgetting God because of people. Relationships are so important. I so appreciate what's been said tonight, because so much of the camaraderie and the fellowship you've had in grade 8, grade 12, it's been a blessing to you. And relationships are very important, and God encourages us to cultivate them and to take care of family, friends, and neighbors. They should not be neglected. But people should not come before the Lord either. Nothing should come between you and your God, because that's really idolatry. There's a common sense balance in this, and I know what I'm saying, it's more of a way of thinking. It's an underlying principle. But what can happen in our lives is that we disobey the Lord because we fear what others will think about us. Now, you've all heard it said before about the problems of peer pressure and what that means. Do you know who succumbed to that in the Bible? Aaron did. Because when Moses was in the mountain and Aaron was down with the rest of the people, and they wanted him to make a golden calf, and he bowed down to their will. And he took their gold and he made that calf. And you know, when Moses confronted him about the whole thing, he said, "Well, I just put the gold in and the calf came out. It was just like that." No, it wasn't just like that. And Aaron gave in because of the pressure of the people. Instead of standing up to them and saying, "No, it is wrong. I will follow the Lord. I will not go down that pathway." because of the pressure of people. He caved to it. My young friends, don't cave in to the appeals of people. What about when it comes to relationships in your young lives? Girlfriend, boyfriend, relations. Sometimes people who are involved or become attractive to someone, they're so concerned that they might lose that relationship that they would begin to think the wrong way, or they begin to act or behave in the wrong way. Let me say to you tonight, don't forget God when it comes to people. And I stress to you, young tonight, keep yourself sexually pure. Keep yourself mentally pure and emotionally pure. How many, young or old, have compromised themselves because they have forgotten God and they've allowed people to come in instead of pleasing the Lord? No, don't let that happen. But I say to you with all my heart tonight, stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high His royal banner. It must not suffer loss. Let us not bring shame upon the Lord. Yeah, beware of forgetting Him when you become prosperous. And regarding people, one final thing. What about your position in life, where you're going? Good education? That's great. Good job, good salary, an elevated position in a company or in the government. Why not? Why shouldn't Christians be in the highest places within the corporate world? Yes, they should be. Why shouldn't Christians be in the place of politicians so that they don't lie and cheat and steal? That would be a good thing. Let us have and pray to that end. But you know, when people become exalted in position, it's one of the hardest things, and very few of God's people can really handle that. Paul said to the Corinthians, he said, you're boasting in your knowledge and ability. You're boasting in your history, but you're all filled with pride. And he said, do you not know that whatever you have, you've received from the Lord? So if you have it, why are you boasting in it? No, we can't boast in anything. Beware of pride. Pride sneaks up on us very quickly. And sometimes the devil is so good at this. He lifts up our mind and makes us think that we're good or better, or that we have received what we have because of our ability. Oh, that's the first step to beware of. No, my young friends. Nebuchadnezzar, that Old Testament king of Babylon, he was lifted up with pride. So much so that he believed he was a god, a deity. And the God of heaven taught Nebuchadnezzar a very important lesson. And he sent him out to the field as a madman to eat grass for a number of years, until God spoke to him and he realized in himself that there is only one God in heaven. And Nebuchadnezzar was restored to his place. He knew now, then, that everything that he had was given by the hand of God. Oh, my friend, don't boast in your ability. Don't boast in your GPA. Don't boast in any of those things. But remember this, that the Lord loves you. And He loves you with an everlasting love. And He loved you so much that He sent His only begotten Son to die for you. And with that truth and that knowledge in your heart, then, my friend, you'll be able to say, I know that God has brought me here, and I will not forget the living God, and I will trust Him and honor Him, and I want to serve Him in my life. I will follow Thee, Lord Jesus, wherever You lead me to go. Let's bow, please, in prayer.
Father in heaven, that we thank Thee tonight for this happy occasion We thank you, Lord, for the great blessing of seeing all these students here, some of whom we have known from junior kindergarten. And Lord, we marvel at how they have grown up in thee, and many of them saved by thy grace. And Lord, tonight as the grade 8s move to a higher level, and as the grade 12s leave us to go out to university, we pray that thou would go with them each step of the way. O Lord, we know that they're going out to a hostile world, and as the hymn says, that this world has no friend of grace. And Father, we pray that thou would strengthen each of these young people, and when the temptations come to compromise or to fail, O God, we pray that they might turn their eyes upon Jesus and look full on his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. So we pray that thou would bless them, and Lord, may they go out into the community to be witnesses for the Lord Jesus. O God, we pray as those looked upon Peter and John at the temple and took knowledge that they had been to Jesus. Lord, we pray that thou would bless each of these students, and may others take knowledge that they have been to Jesus. And Lord, we pray that the things that they have learned from thy word, that they may be hidden in their hearts, that they might not sin against thee. And Father, we pray that each one of them would grow in grace and the knowledge of the Lord, that thou would guide them as they go into some a new area of study and then eventually to work and employment. O God, we pray that they might know the hand of the Lord. We thank you, Lord, thy word tells us the steps of a good man or a good woman are ordered by the Lord. So, Lord, we thank thee tonight, and we pray too that thou would bless our teaching staff. We thank thee for their faithfulness, and we pray that thy hand to be upon them, and grant, O God, that thou would encourage them, and grant our Father in the day when we finally get home to glory, that they will rejoice to see there those whom they had taught in earlier years at home in glory with the Lord. Be with us now, we pray, and part us in thy fear and with thy blessing, and take us safely home. Bless every home, unite them around the cross of the Lord Jesus. And Father, we look forward to that day when together we'll share the glory of heaven forevermore. We ask it in Jesus' name and for his glory. Amen.